Hi guys, I'm Violet Benson. Welcome to Too Tired to Be Crazy with me. On every Thursday, the best dating and relationship and blah 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 self love podcast ever.
The best.
Wait, whoa.
Hang on a second.
We're second best. Okay, you're the best.
Okay, sorry.
That's such a cancer thing to do. Instead of just saying you're the best, you're like, okay, I'll take second. Anyway, so today I have two special guests, Amy and Jack. And basically, we know each other because I was recently, the episode hasn't aired yet, but I was or maybe it will by the time this comes out.
I think
out.
It even will, yeah.
I was recently on their podcast. I have a brand new podcast called Dating Straight.
Woo!
Oh my God.
Yay. Oh, it's because we're gay.
Yes,
and
both
then,
of us.
We have straight people on. We like compare, contrast dating experiences.
Yeah. And mostly it's just about us being bad at dating and then getting help from other people.
Totally. Violet helped us a lot with anal.
Literally true.
I literally am not having anal sex with anyone. I'm just like always like, let's talk about fucking, even though like I'm not doing it.
No, it was great.
Yeah.
I know so much.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for our episode. It's gonna be really good. How's your podcast doing?
We don't know.
We just had our first episode come out and they haven't told us how many people have listened to it yet.
But we're hoping it's because it's like millions and millions and they don't know how to break it to us that we're like not normal people anymore.
Yeah. Like we should like worry about because, getting bodyguards and stuff.
Yeah. So that's what we're thinking.
Anyway, so you guys both have YouTube channels and you have Instagram channels and also your podcast, Dating Straight, which it seems like you guys already have merch or something. It's crazy.
This is only for us. Like, we're the only ones who have this.
We made two stickers and paid $24, $12 for each sticker.
We also made t-shirts for just us, and I lost mine. So
It's been great.
So anyway, you're both on YouTube, but like I was looking at your channel. So your channel, you have like 60,000 followers on subs on one channel, and then you're like there's a part where it says like go on my other channel. I don't use this one anymore. And then the other channel is like 6,000 subs, and it's like why do you have two?
Oh well, there's a little thing called bad mental health. Ever heard of it, ladies?
Woo!
I just like started to not enjoy doing it anymore, and then I was like I just need to start over, and then I like even stopped doing that.
Yeah, he
too.
Doesn't post anymore.
Yeah, it's been awesome,
just me now.
Yeah. I've left her all alone on on the big world wide web.
So and then you also have a YouTube channel. How many subs do you have?
I almost have like 500,000. Ooh, yay.
That's dope. Yeah. I knew that, but I don't know. Just my
And I post like once a week. I used to post twice a week, but I don't anymore. Just once a week now.
Mm. Okay, so you guys, spill the tea.
Okay.
Yeah. When did you guys come out?
Oh.
Ooh, to who?
To myself?
Yeah, actually. How about that? Let's start with to yourself.
I was 13. I would watch Ellen every single day after school. And then one day I went home. It's so weird that I did this as a 13-year-old. I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, you're gay.
Shut up.
You have to.
You're gay. Bitch. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe she just said that to me. And then I like kept that to myself, like hooked up with a bunch of dudes. And then,
like sexually?
Yeah.
Like inside your vagina?
No, not a bunch inside my vagina, but I've had like a couple within my vag. But anyway.
Were you like, this doesn't feel right?
Yeah, I was like, what? I hate this. No, but I also was just like, oh, I'll just be straight. I'll just like be straight, keep it to myself and just be straight. And then when I was 19, I was like, no, not anymore. And then I came out.
Was it someone that like you met or something that you're like, wait, no, I really like this person? Or
like, no, but kinda. I don't know. I had a friend and she was like, I'm bi. And then I was like, what? That is so cool. Wait a second. I'm gay. Yeah. and then we were friends. And then she outed me to everyone.
Oh,
bitch.
Wow. Damn.
And then I came out.
Yeah.
What about when did you come out to your parents?
Well, it was going around like my whole like high school because this girl told everyone.
You were in high school in 19?
No,
she's dumb.
No. I had just graduated the year before, but like I was still like hanging out with all my high school people and everyone still knew each other. And then she told everyone. And then I was like, oh, I have to tell people. I mean, I have to tell my parents before someone else does. So I told them.
You got outed. Poor baby.
How did your parents
look at it? They were like, oh, love Aww. You. Are you seeing anyone? And I was like, Mom, stop. It's so embarrassing. And no, I'm not.
Ooh.
Whoa, quiet on set, Violet.
I like also like had girlfriends, but there were like red flags because I never kissed them. And then, and also this wasn't like in like sixth grade. And then another one in sixth grade, I like my dating, like my love language was like braiding her hair and never kissing her. Gay. And then I was like, Jesus Christ, like who the hell do I think I am? And then like 1 year later, I was like, oh my God, I'm not gay. And then I was like, wait. and then I was like, you really thought. And then I like also kept it a secret. And then I also like got outed, but like by myself. My parents caught me in a lie. They caught me in a lie. And I was sleeping over at like this like guy I was seeing's house at the time. I was also like a senior in high school or something. And then they were like, WTF, like we thought you were dead. And I was like, I'm not dead, I'm just gay.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
right. Could you have gotten away with it? Like, could you have just made up a different lie?
No,
if
because
you wanted?
They went to my friend's house to be like, where is he? And then like literally at like 5 a.m. because I didn't come home the night before. And then she was like,
couldn't you have just been like, I was at a girl's house?
No, because she was like, oh, I think he's been seeing this guy.
Oh my God. Okay,
so you kind of
so
been outed.
She outed you.
Yeah, but like she also like, I'm fine with it. Like,
and
it needed
so
to happen.
Obvious.
It needed to happen. And then they were like, okay. And when I was like, I'm gay, they're like, okay.
Duh.
We just like are so glad you're not dead.
Aww.
Yeah. So like,
so you guys both had good experiences where your parents
very lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Nah, everyone's like that. Like, I love because I also interviewed Shannon, and like Shannon had a beverage.
Yeah.
She also had like a good experience coming out to her parents, but not everyone's like that. Like I have some friends where their parents are foreign, and like it's usually like, well, my gay guy friends, it's usually like their dads. There's something like gets weird with their father, and then like one of my friends, like the father, like they haven't spoken for years because looks down because he thinks he's like weak or looks down.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, the first person that I dated like got kicked out of their home when they came out.
That's so crazy.
I know, it's bizarre. I don't understand it, but I'm gay, so of course I don't understand.
Yeah. I don't know. I like don't really know too many people in person who have situations like that. It's mostly like people I know online that like are afraid to come out, which is like too bad, obviously. But I think it also is changing a lot, even just since we've come out. Like,
I think so too.
But we also live in LA, or maybe it's also because like we have common friends and like where we live, it just seems like to me, I feel like I don't feel like everyone's gay, but I feel like everyone like likes everyone.
Yeah.
Or everyone's gay.
Everyone's
gay.
Literally, I walking down the street, it like doesn't even occur to me that someone might not be gay. Like if I'm like, oh my God, that guy's so hot, I wonder if he likes me back. And then I'm like, it's not even like, I wonder if he's gay. It's like, we've already reached that level.
Yeah. Like I've dated guys, I'm like, they probably gay, but I'll still date them. Like I just like,
yeah.
I mean, what do you have to lose? If they're gay, they'll break up with you.
Yeah, that's usually, that happens.
Yeah, so.
But, like, I have such masculine energy, so I'm like, yeah, I get
totally
that.
Works.
I'm like, I'm probably, like, the bridge before they cross over.
That's funny. Yeah, I used to make out with, like, a ton of, like, really feminine guys.
You did?
Yeah. I made out with my whole high school when I was in high school.
Come to mama.
I bet you got mono.
No, I don't remember getting
She's
mono.
She's a mon-ho.
How did you guys become friends?
We met on Twitter.
We were gay and met on Twitter.
Met on Twitter, and then I came to LA because I'm from Sydney, Australia. And then we like collabed. And then Jack had more subscribers than me, and I was like, I've made it.
How the tables have turned. But actually, we both were mutual friends with
Troy Sivan. Yeah.
Wait, you guys know him?
Like not
new.
Anymore.
Like new.
Yeah.
New.
Now he's like actually famous.
But we met through him, actually, which is funny.
I knew his older brother because we're all from Australia and we're all Jews.
Yeah.
And then
Troy is a Jew?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's from Australia?
Yeah.
That guy's so cool.
He's so cool. Yeah. And he's also sexy, sexy, but whatever.
Yeah.
And then we were mutual friends, and then we met, and then we went to VidCon like the next year, and then we were
partied. And then I spilled literally at like age 16. I don't advocate for this, but at age 16, we were hiding alcohol like in our suitcases. And I spilled an entire handle of vodka in her suitcase. Yeah. It was like one of the first things I did.
Yeah. I was like, fuck you, dude. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
And we still made it.
Yeah.
We
made it. Wow. So you guys have been friends for years.
Mm-hmm.
Since like 2013?
Yeah. Like 6 years at least.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's dope. Since before I moved here at least.
So did you guys ever think, like, we should date each other? Just kidding.
No.
No.
We, like, hung out and we were like, are you gay?
Yeah. It was, like, unspoken for a while. And we were like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're gay.
Yeah.
Okay, same. But cool.
What is funny also is we also had, like, a larger friend group. And at the time, everyone was straight. Yeah. Literally everybody except for us. And now...
Everyone is gay. Yeah. Like, we like all one by one came out and we were like, knew it.
Yeah.
Knew it.
But I think there's something about like when you're around people who accept themselves and they're like, and they feel so normal, then you start to kind of question and be like, am I this then?
Yeah.
And you like feel so normal.
Gravitate to each other somehow.
I mean, gay people stick together. I think even if you don't know you're gay, it's just like you're pulled to that gay energy.
Yeah.
Huh.
That big gay.
This is so interesting. Okay.
Thanks for having us on, Violet.
I'm learning so much about myself. Yeah. Cool. Wait, Jack, have you ever eaten a vagina?
Jesus Christ.
I was just like, as you were talking and you were like licking your lips, I was like, have you ever eaten a puss? Because I feel like that's weird. I feel like that's when you were like, I'm gay. You went down there and you're like, nope.
I have not so much as touched a vagina before.
I've never seen a vagina.
Yes, I have seen a vagina.
On like the internet, not in real life.
Yeah. I am
you
like.
You haven't.
Okay, I don't know how. Okay, I'm a gold star. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Meaning I've never had sex with a vagina. But okay, here's a thing I've actually been thinking about. And I saw a tweet about it. And it was like, there is a level of like with labeling, I think, in the gay community, when it's like, once you're gay, like you say you're gay, you will never ever question again. You know what I mean? But like, I really think that like there is maybe some room for like bi curiosity in the gay community more than we let ourselves.
So you
want to
bang a chick? Is that what you're trying
to say? Well, listen, I mean, listen.
Oh my God.
Guys,
please bang.
Okay, here's the thing. This might be TMI, but I've been watching straight porn recently.
Sure.
And I am not like, definitely not disgusted, which I think is a start because I used to be like, oh my God, shield my eyes, right? But I feel like over time, yeah, I've been like, oh wait, it's actually not really all that different at all.
But I watch lesbian porn. I don't have sex with other girls right now.
Right now, but like, forever. But maybe there's a level of like curiosity that like could lead to. I don't know. I just think that like me always being like, I'm gay. Like maybe I'm like close myself off to like.
Jack, would you have sex with Violet?
What? Why is everyone offering my vagina? Like it's so.
You
easy.
Said it. You said it.
I think I'm a flirt. Like I don't actually mean anything I say.
I don't
would
listen.
You?
Listen. Take me out.
Wine you and dine you?
Yeah, wine and dine. We'll see what happens. Listen, I could have a revelation.
No, I don't. I mean, I'm pretty masculine. I feel like maybe that's where you would like me.
Yeah, maybe you would be like the dominant one in the relationship.
I would totally be the dominant person in the relationship. I am with all my straight relationships.
In our episode of Dating Straight, we talked about pegging and you said you would do it.
Yeah.
So maybe we could figure
Stop
something
there.
Out. Yeah.
See how it feels.
Yeah, the obvious beginnings of our relationship.
I'm so weird with sex though. Like I feel like it takes me a while to like even get to the sex part. Like I have to feel emotionally connected with someone.
Me too.
And I hate that part because it's like my alter ego is she's like a little sluttier and she's like who I wish I could be. But like if I am hooking up with someone and I don't feel emotionally connected to them, I'm literally just sitting there thinking like, does this feel right? Oh, this is weird. Oh, this is what's happening. It's like a narrator in my brain. And I'm just like thinking about like everything that's happening versus like if I'm emotionally connected with someone, it just like my mind is blank and I'm so focused on them. And it's like, I want to write like a poem while we're like making love. Like, it's just like, I love you. So
that's sweet.
Yeah.
Don't you think that then we would be compatible? Because that's.
Because you guys would be so emo together.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
No, because, that is true. Like, I do love emotions, and, like, I am always drawn to people that have a lot of emotions. Obviously, like, Amy and I are Scorpios. You are Cancer. So we're all incredibly compatible. Like,
yeah, we are.
Me and Amy are, like, one of your best matches.
Yeah, I mean, water signs are stick.
I don't know. I was told that I shouldn't go for a Cancer because they're, like, soul-sucking.
Well, everybody's told that, but you still are drawn to it.
Yeah, that's what's like. Then I'm like, what's wrong with me? If I'm drawn to a toxic person, I'm just like, am I toxic?
Whoa.
Yes, I think that's what that means. Because I am too, and so am I. So
you're all just calling me toxic right now as a where
I'm
at.
No.
We're calling ourselves toxic too.
No, I'm not toxic. I'm not toxic. I've worked on myself. I'm good. I've been working on myself. Okay. I'm not toxic.
Okay.
Yeah,
sounds like someone.
Bitch, back the fuck up.
Get out.
Sounds like something I'd say if I were toxic.
Oh.
I know when I was toxic.
Okay, Britney Spears.
Anyway, do you guys know anything about your zodiac signs?
Yeah. I'm like a lot of Scorpio. I have like 7 suns. I don't know. I have planets in the Scorpio. I don't know. Super Scorpio. So I am toxic.
Okay, what does it mean to be a Scorpio?
You're like really passionate, really possessive, really jealous, really obsessive, but really like motivated, driven.
Yeah.
Like,
fun to be around.
Women like Scorpios are really driven. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I believe that about you.
Are you like really open about being jealous and possessive? Or do you like keep it to yourself and you pretend like you're cool?
Both. Sometimes it pops right out, but both. I mean, like I wish I wasn't jealous. Like, that would be the sickest thing ever. We have a friend who is, like, the least jealous bitch in the entire world.
What's her sign?
She's a Gemini.
Oh, okay.
And she just seems so much happier.
Oh, yeah. Completely just, like, unjealous.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Just, like, imagine living life and, like, when someone does something and you're just, like, you just look at it and you're like, huh.
Because it's never like directed at you, like,
no,
you know.
Yeah, I feel like I've gotten less jealous. Like, I feel like I used to be really jealous, and I've gotten less jealous. But, like, I still have moments of jealousy, mm-hmm. and then like I'll be like, I have to be perfect. This doesn't make sense. Why do I feel like this?
Yeah,
must suppress emotion and pretend it's not happening.
Yeah,
and, like, but like with guys and stuff, they always think like I like them less or I care less about them because I just don't show emotion. But inside, it's like I know exactly everything you did last night. Like, I fucking stalked you.
Oh my god, that is so Amy too.
So you're still jealous, but like on the inside.
Yeah, but I'll talk myself out of it.
Oh,
like, well, now it's kind of like
that's good.
You play. I think Scorpios are incredibly emotional, but you play it really cool to where you like present yourself as completely unemotional.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't say that about me, I don't think. Maybe I play it really cool for like a period of time and then it all falls apart.
Yeah, that
I just feel
about
like
right.
I just feel like this Scorpio thing, it's like you go from 0 to 10s. Like from 0 to 10. So it's like I feel nothing and then I suddenly want you like around all the time and I want to tell you, but I'm not like I don't know how to say in the middle. So then I'm just like on an intense level, like I like you, like I want to be around you, like let's do this. And then the person's like, wait, what the fuck just happened? Ow. And they like run away. And you're
Jack's
like,
giving me looks right now.
Amy just hit me in the face.
No, I was trying to shield your eyes.
It's true.
Yeah.
Amy, at least, I don't know about you, but it sounds like you have the same situation, is that when you dive in,
we
are water signs, you will not think or see anyone else for like a good amount of period. Like you will... literally it's like you've been locked away, but rather than being like a hermit, you've like locked away yourself with someone else. You've like handcuffed yourself to someone.
Yeah.
No, I'll still like be around my friends, but like in like emotionally, like my heart, like I'm just the kind of person. That's why it's so funny, because I am like pretty confident these days, and I think sometimes when I date guys, they get insecure or scared that like I'm gonna go for someone else because I can be flirty or whatever. But like the minute I like you, like you're all I'm thinking about, and I don't mind even noticing anyone else next to me. I'm just thinking about you the whole time. I feel like I wish people would like realize that when they're dating me.
Yeah, I'm that way too.
They should listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
They should.
Just send it to their DMs.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that? Like just sent like a message you wanted someone to hear like directly, like said it in a podcast hoping they'll hear it or like something like that.
I did that.
What did you do?
Well, I told a story about how I went out with the girl to the strip club on Nick's episode of our podcast, and I sent that clip to her and I was like, this is you. I'm talking about you. Because I said nice things. I was like, she's so cool, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh my God.
I need to do that.
I'm just so direct.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, I just like love everything about you.
Wow.
That's sweet.
Like right off the bat.
No. It takes me a while. Because if I suddenly feel like they don't know how I feel, because like this one guy I was talking to, or I don't know if I was even talking to him, but like this one guy said something about like how if we ever do like go as far as having sex, like I have to love every part of him first. Like it's so endearing to me and like I love that. And I was like, I do love every part of you. And yeah. I was like, that's so sweet. So then I had to like, I want to like let him know, like, I like love being around you. So like,
Okay, wait.
You have a lot of feelings, Violet.
I actually have a question for you.
He was a Cancer.
So it seems, he was a Cancer. I feel like you're always kind of talking to people or seeing people, or like you're always shooting your shot from what I've heard. At least, maybe not. I feel like you're always like in DMs, or people are in your DMs, or like, like how do you like do
going
that?
Out,
how do I? It's so funny that like, you're saying that, because I guess technically, I guess I'm always talking to at least two guys without realizing.
So, like,
but I'm always like, I'm so like, I'm not talking to anyone. That's how I always do it. I guess I don't realize that I am,
because you don't really care about them at all.
No, I always care about one guy more than the other.
Mm. Sure. So then, why are you stringing the other guy along? Like, what's that? Just to take
no,
the edge
it's
off,
because or? I'm like scared of getting hurt. So I think like I feel like before I when I like someone, I just want to go for that person only.
Yeah.
And but then I feel like I'm constantly the one that actually gets hurt, even though I don't show my emotions. And then those people end up dating a bunch of other people while they're talking to me. So it almost like I had to force myself to start talking to other people at the same time now, because I don't have a choice, because no, everyone in LA is so afraid of like commitment or actually liking someone or opening up. So I kind of like have to talk to two different people.
Yeah, to have them on call when one falls through.
But I always like one of them more. Like there's always one that I want to date and one that I would like maybe hook up with. I think I want to hook up. I don't even hook up with
you wouldn't.
Anyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but in theory.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, speaking of that, my roommate has this theory. Or he's like, you have to be talking or seeing at least three people at one time, because here's why.
It takes the edge off.
No, here's the thing. No? So you have to be prepared for one of them to not like you back.
Sure.
So then you have two. And then between the two of them, you have to pick your one that you like better. So you still have to have those
like,
options.
Practice makes perfect.
Everyone tells me that. Like I had a friend that was like, you have to, you have to one that... Like you, one that you're talking to, that you're just talking to. Then there's one that you're fucking, and you know that person will never want to date you. And then the third person you're going on dates with, you want to date them, so you won't be fucking them. Oh, so eventually that'll be your boyfriend. You're not that into them, so they'll be more into you.
Yeah.
And that's who you're gonna end up with, even though you want to be with the guy you're fucking.
And you have someone, you have two people to compare it to. Like if you really like this one, you know that it's just not.
No, she's
like,
saying that you date the one that you don't want that much.
That's what you end up with.
Well, that's not right. You gotta wait it out.
I think that's the opposite of this whole theory. It's like completely not what
I'm saying. You want the one that you're like obsessed with.
Yeah. And then because when you compare it to two other people, you know that
like oh, I really
it's like, I really know I like them. It's not like I just like them more than one other person.
But that's too hard for me. Like, honestly, like when I like someone, I just like only focus on them. Like, that's who I like. Like, that's it for me. But a lot of times it feels like it's not the same, but I guess in a way, because on my ghosting episode, I said like, I've never been ghosted.
Yeah.
So like, it's literally because my confidence level is high these days. No, I wouldn't care. When I say I've never been ghosted, it means I didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
So if someone and I stopped talking, my confidence level is high enough that if I...
like that, Jack.
It takes years to get there.
I know. I listened. And honestly, you had some really good advice.
Thank you.
Like, oh my God. You've already said this. So I don't know why I'm bringing it up. But the whole like knee thing about how like, when you break your knee, mm-hmm. like you let yourself heal before doing any more activity. But when you are hurt, you like try and hurt yourself more. That was like, I was like, oh my God. That's
well,
insane.
Yeah, I heard it on a TED Talk and I was like, that's like, that is so true. But yeah, like we don't take care of ourselves emotionally. So then when you hurt your knee, you don't go and keep running. You wait for your knee to heal. But then when someone breaks your heart, instead of like allowing yourself to heal, you're just like, ah, you're so fucking stupid. Like, of course you're such a loser. Like, of course that person doesn't want to be with you. And you're just like, you know, knocking yourself down more. And it's so important to take care of yourself emotionally. So I think that's why now when it's not working out for me with someone, I kind of have to look at it realistically. And I always look at it in a way where, why would I be sad when that person lost me?
Ooh. You're amazing. Yeah, that's cool. Literally.
Yeah.
You're so confident.
I am confident. Like, you'll still pay me. Like, and if I'm around them, I'll kind of be like, ah, shit. But like, I'll know in my heart, like, that can't be my person, because my person wouldn't let me go. And like, and yeah, why would I be sad? Like, I am fucking amazing. Like,
that's you are.
Just, yeah. Thank you.
Of course. We all are.
We all are.
We all need to think that way.
Yeah. So that's why I feel like I've never, quote unquote, been ghosted. Or if it doesn't work out with someone, I get over them really much faster now, because it's kind of like I force myself. I deal with my emotions and then I just keep going, because it's like, fuck them.
Next time I get ghosted, I'm contacting you immediately, being like, Violet, send me a text every hour on the hour. Be my cheerleader.
Yeah, because you don't like miss that person as much as you think you do. You miss the feeling. And like, now that I realize that, like, I understand that when it's not working out with someone, then I'm just like, oh, I love how they made me feel. Because actually, I just saw a quote that I took a screenshot of, and it was so true. And it said, you fall in love with people who make you love the person you are when you're around them.
Yeah.
And like, that's so true.
Like, yourself better when you're around them.
And that's why, like, when someone that I was talking to, they felt like they were inadequate when they're with me, or they, like, I'm too good for them and so on. And that made me realize, oh, they'll never fall in love with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, I don't make them feel good about themselves just because, like, my success or whatever, even though I could care less when I'm with them. Like, I just love how they make me feel.
You want someone who's like, yes, babe, go get that coin.
Yeah.
No, that person is like that. Yeah. Like, I think he felt like,
but deep down,
he told me, like, he felt, oh, you're right. You're
right.
Ooh. He felt like, he always would say, like, I just feel like I don't deserve you, and like, you deserve so much better than me. So, like, I read that quote and I was like, oh, he'll never like fall in love because of that.
I was also told yesterday, actually, that grief takes a full year. So, if you're like going through a breakup and you're really sad, you have to like allow it for a fucking year.
If you're a Cancer, though, 7
years. Oh my God. Guys,
let's talk about being a Cancer.
Literally, if we want to talk about being a Cancer, I went on a, like, what? This guy, I don't want to say his name, obviously. I went on a date with this guy like 5 times or something. Really fell hard. And then he kind of like soft ghosted me. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't really like end it, but he just like kind of let me down easy, but which like even was worse. And I still think about it to this, and this was like last year. I mean, he just like stopped kind of talking to me as much, like slowly, and then we went out and got coffee and like didn't kiss at the end. Aww. And it was like, I still, when I was listening to your ghosting episode, I was like, oh my God, like fully I still think about this guy. I also think about a guy that I had dated like 2 years ago that actually ended well, but because I moved from Boston. So like, I hold on to things, and I only saw that guy for a month.
That is a Cancer
thing. So like,
thing.
Yeah. I hold on
to ex-lovers.
Yeah. I mean, I just like think about, I definitely am like a hopeless romantic, where I like only remember the good things about things and forget all the red flags and the bad things that happened. Aww. Like right away, because I just like, I don't even care. I like let things slide for sure. Because I like only want to see the best in people.
I'm like that too, yeah.
I'm also like that.
Oh, shit, guys.
We all have too many feelings.
Way too many.
But a lot of the rest of my chart is like pretty fire. Not like fire, like fire.
Fire, baby.
Fire signs. Like, I'm a lot of fire signs.
Yeah.
That's like, cool.
So it is interesting how I'm a Scorpio, but then the rest of my stuff is like a lot of like different fire signs.
I see that. You give off fire sign vibes where you're like spunky and you like,
I feel like I give off like I'm an Aries.
Totally. Vibe. But then deep down, you are very sensitive. Like when you actually talk about things.
And like, yeah, I like see the best in people. And like, but you know what I hate? Are you guys ever like, I hate when someone tells me not to do something, because whenever I like someone's, everyone around me is like, yo, that person is toxic, stay away. And I'm like,
Hell
fucking yeah. I want that now.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Why would you tell me to not go for it? You guys like that too?
I only love douchebags. It's like the thing about me.
Yeah. Jack, like
people
wants to get
will be like, oh my God, stay away from this one. And literally I'm like, damn, like, is anyone looking? And I'll like DM them right away. My friends. Okay. I just became like, what's it called? Eskimo siblings. Is that right? Yeah. When like you've slept with all the people your friends have. Like my friends and
all the people.
Okay, well,
Eskimo is
in my
one,
in my case,
it's all.
In my case, we are a family of Eskimo siblings now. And they were like, "Don't hook up with him. Like, he's weird and he's super clingy and like he'll message you all the
Jack,
time.
You want that?
I know." And then I like went and hooked, and I messaged them on the way. I was like, guess where I'm going? And then hooked up with him and it like wasn't that good. And now he's really clingy.
But, okay, so wait, explain that to me with you, because you're kind of clingy. But then when a person
because I only like douchebags because I want them to not reciprocate.
Why is that? Why do you think you are like that?
Yeah, what is it about like your childhood that makes you this way?
I had a really good childhood. I don't know. I think I well, okay, here's an interesting like theory that some gay people have like come up with before, is that gay people like automatically are at a disadvantage in relationships, because as a kid, you don't really get the chance to experiment or like fail with dating as much, because like you don't really have anyone to date because you aren't out.
You only start, like, you have your, like, teenage dating years in your 20s.
Exactly.
Instead so, of like, teen years.
So, like, when you're in high school and you date someone for a month, we are doing that years and years later.
Yeah.
So, like, we're still far behind. So, I still haven't had, in my eyes, like, a real boyfriend ever.
Right.
Yeah, I only really started dating when I was 21.
So, I think
too, and I'm kind of straight.
Right. Kinda. You're dating straight.
Date straight.
But so I think that is why I like douchebags, is just because
like when you're a teen girl,
when you're
a
teen girl,
a heartthrob.
You want a heartthrob that like is going to break your heart. Yeah. I don't know. And who knows why that is.
Okay, so then you're clingy with people who don't want you and ghost you, but then as someone that's like, okay, I like you, then that freaks you out and you take a step back?
I mean, not always, but like I've had
maybe
guys
you're
who,
not actually ready. Maybe you don't want really.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But I've had guys who like me back or tell me they like me back and I still like them. But then they end up not liking me back, and that's when I really break, like my heart gets broken. So like sometimes I'm ready for it.
Can
but
I tell you a quote?
Yes. Please.
You're full of quotes today.
Always. There's this quote or there's something that I read and it was like, you're going to keep pushing people away until you're going to end up alone. And like, that's so true.
Jesus. So you're saying there's no silver lining.
Damn. Yeah.
No, there isn't unless you realize that like within yourself. Last year, 2 years ago, I think I felt like that. And I'm just like, oh, I'm always just like, because you build up so many walls and you just like hope everyone's going to break through it. And then I remember one time one of my guy friends just like told me straight up and he was like, listen, like you are like a beautiful girl. You're amazing. You're smart. You're everything. But you put up so many walls, like no one's going to try to break through them and you're going to end up alone. And I was like, all right, well, okay, so what are we ordering today?
Cool. It's like, didn't ask.
Thank you. But like, it like really stuck with me for years because he wasn't wrong. And first I was just like, well, that's rude in my head. Yeah. But like years later, I was just like, oh, that is true. Like wow. I am kind of alone because I'm always pushing people away. But now I feel like I've tried to be more open and then now I feel like people run away. So I don't know. Like the thing is with dating is that it's meant to not work out with every person you date until you meet the right person.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks that the hardest part about dating is meeting someone. But the truth is that the hardest part about dating is letting go of all the wrong people that you're dating.
Oh, my God.
Because when we date someone, we just want to make it work at one point. And, like, it's so hard for us to let go. And, like, I feel like I've been in that situation every time, like, even recently. And because you just want to see the best in people. But it's, like, you have to be, like, that's not your person.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys that I debate in my head. It's like, so sometimes after the first date, immediately I'm like, I am not interested, right? So I will tell them, I'll be like, thanks, I had fun tonight, like not really interested. But I'm also like, I can't expect everyone to like give themselves to me immediately or me to even give myself to them after one date. So like, how much time would you give someone before cutting ties?
Yeah, I would never do that after the first date.
I do that too.
You would always go on a second date?
No. I don't know.
So, yeah.
Research found that you need to go on at least 3 days in order to figure out whether or not they're a match for you.
But I'm like, not my best self on a first date. Like, I'm scared.
But most of the time after I've gone on three, I've done that before. Then it's like, oh, I already knew I didn't like them after one. Mm-hmm. After three, I still don't like them. Now they just like me more and I'm going to break their heart more. And then I seem like an asshole.
No, I don't think. So, but I mean, like, what you do is you'll go on a date, you'll be like, oh, I don't like them. And then you'll tell them, you'll be like, actually, like, nothing is here. We're done. Which, like, I don't think you should do. Because what if you see them out in a year and it's like, oh, wait, actually.
Yeah. I feel like I regret that sometimes I'm too, like, I feel like I used to burn bridges and I try not to because then you may change your mind or whatever.
Totally.
But, well, one thing I've learned with guys, you guys don't, you date guys, but yes. You don't. But, like, one thing I've learned is that, like, in the past, no matter how mean I would say something, like, guys always forgive because it's like you have a vagina and they're like, dope, I like that. And Jesus. So they'll forgive. But, like, yeah, it's important to not burn bridges. Now I feel like, if someone is going to nonstop text me, then I'll explain to them how I feel. But I'm pretty forward with how I feel always.
Me too. But like when someone, right after a date, if someone's like, I had a great time, like all.
You can say I had a good time too.
I know. But then they're already asking me out on a second date. Like, am I just going to be like, yeah. And then like.
No, just do what all the other guys are doing to you. She'd be like, sure. Yeah. Let's hang out soon. Let me check my schedule. I think I'm going to Germany for a year. Not sure.
That makes me feel like shit. I don't know. I'm too nice. I just don't want to contribute to the cycle of like what makes me upset. You know what I mean? Which is like when I.
Are you too nice? Because you also just explain how you get clingy with guys who don't want you. But then you, a minute a guy like likes you or it's only they're quote unquote clingy, even though you're clingy as fuck. Let's be honest. And then you're just like, oh, I don't want this. It's like, but you did want it. So you should.
Maybe you should just act less clingy.
That'll never happen. That'll be the day.
No, because you don't, because no one likes when someone's like immediately clingy. And that's why you don't like these guys who are clingy to you. So if you just acted cooler, like I've been telling you for literally years, then maybe you would get the guys, the douchebags that you want.
I'll tell you what it is. It's because you like the chase and you love the idea of it. And but the thing is, I think you said you've never had a boyfriend before or a real relationship. I think the idea of like you getting hurt is really scary to you. So when someone really likes you, and I'm not fully sure if you fully love yourself yet or not, but it's kind of hard to be like, how could you love me so fast if I don't even love myself yet? And almost like you don't believe that person. Whoa. So when they're,
no one wants someone super clingy.
Okay, but here's
well, it just feels like you don't believe it.
To play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Because
it's like, how could you like me? It's been one day.
It's not true. There are people there who are like, this feels right, and they just go for it. Like, yeah. Usually like two Aries.
Here's my devil's advocate thing that I like to think, because I'm a hopeless, I like believe in the best and I'm whatever.
Yeah.
This is actually something that Alexis G. Zoll has recommended to me also. She is like, she has always said, like, you don't have to pretend or like play the game or anything like that. Cause when you do find a person that you're truly compatible with, you'll both feel that way.
You'll and be going at the same
you won't
pace,
feel
yeah.
like each other is clingy because you'll both be going at the same pace anyway.
Yeah.
So like,
there is also like a little dance to it. Like you can't just be texting like triple text every day.
I don't think that.
I don't know. I don't think so. I really agree with what he's saying, but I think it's like when you get older.
Well, Jack,
in the beginning, like, yeah, it is playing games. Cause you don't know if someone like, what are we looking for, blah, blah, blah. But me, like, I just, like, jumped into things because I just go with my emotions and I don't think logically. So a lot of times people always, or even jobs, people always tell me that, like, I'm a wild card because no one knows what I'll be thinking and what I want to do because I'm very impulsive. Uh-huh. And, like, I find that endearing, but apparently that's, like, one of my flaws. Because even my mom was like, I love that about you, Violetta, but, like, to be honest, I think it makes people not feel safe because you can, like, one second it's like, I want this, I want to be with you, I want this, and the next second you're like, I don't want this, I want to do this instead. So it's like, it can be scary for people.
Yeah, so maybe you're scaring people.
I'm definitely scaring people. But yeah. Like, what
maybe
is the answer?
Give my way a try one time ever.
Okay.
What's your way?
Just like play it a little cooler. He is a big texter. Like he'll text them a lot. Like too much. Like way too much.
I usually don't like double text, but I will like as soon as they text me, I'll text them back. Like,
I can be like that too. It just depends. Like,
yeah, but if, come on, it hasn't worked yet. So let's try.
Fuck you.
So let's just try.
Okay, but
way.
Amy, yeah. You are insanely closed off to love and
but
stuff.
She,
so why don't we talk about you?
Ooh.
You know, I was actually trying to avoid that this whole time.
Yeah, like at least Jack is out there, like putting himself out there.
No,
and, like,
but I'm only that you. Way right now because I'm not ready.
Why aren't you
Violetta?
Ready?
I don't know. I feel like. I'm just not right now.
Do you guys believe in love at first sight?
No, but I believe in love at first, like convo, maybe.
Isn't that like love at first sight?
I don't believe you could be like across the room and be like,
no,
but, like,
yeah.
But like,
yeah.
I think you could like talk to someone for the first time and be like, I'm completely infatuated with you. And that could be true.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that, so you guys ever felt that to people?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too.
That's why I've been heartbroken still with this guy I've only been on like 5 dates with.
It was because
the first time, literally the first time I like walked into the restaurant we were meeting at, I was like, holy fuck. And then like first peep that came out of my mouth, I like couldn't stop smiling. And then like that night we also, like after the date, we were like, oh my God, let's hang out soon. And he was like, oh my God, come over. So I was like, there are things like that where I think.
Yeah. I mean, obviously like you can get along really well with someone.
Sometimes you're just drawn to people and you just don't know why, but yeah. Like, I don't think it always means it's meant to, it means something.
Of course not.
Yeah. You could just be like best friends.
But love doesn't, I don't think has to mean that it's like
immediately
meant to be also. Aww. Like you can still feel love and it doesn't have to last forever.
That's so true.
I don't think
that.
All friendships last forever, but they're important for like a certain amount of time in your life.
Oh yeah. Everything's for like learning.
Exactly.
I agree. Have you guys ever felt like you changed yourself a little bit in order to make someone love you?
Sure. Yeah. I think when you get in a relationship, like you do change, like you both change for sure. And then when you get back out, you like change again.
I think definitely on first dates, I'm sometimes try and change myself. Because in the gay community, there's a lot of like, oh, you want to present more masculine or like... Or I try and play it very much cooler than I am and like things like that, which I think end up usually not working in the end. Because you can, like, if you don't go in opening up,
like being yourself,
then like they're going to either like someone else that you're not.
Yeah.
Or they're not going to like you because you weren't who you were, if that makes sense.
No, that does make sense.
Try and change yourself.
Not try and, but like accidentally change yourself.
I think I changed myself in a way where suddenly things I like or my hobbies like change a little bit. And I've noticed that about me before. Maybe when I was younger, it was more because I also didn't understand my identity or who I was. Mm-hmm. And like, I just needed someone to love me like so bad. And like, it's like, I would do anything for you to love me. And like, it never worked and then when I got older, I realized, oh, cause I didn't love myself. So like,
yeah.
I felt like I was never good enough for that person cause I wasn't good enough for myself. Mm. And then like, I got over that, you know, and I'm more than good enough for myself. So now if I changed a little bit, it's more like if they're a musician, then maybe I'll suddenly talk about music a little bit more. Or if they an athlete,
I don't think that's changing.
Yeah, that's good.
That's just like.
But like, I feel like maybe changing if like I've realized now that if I am jealous or if I'm possessive or if like I do want to talk to somebody, like eventually my real self is going to come out. So if I'm dating somebody that is not like quote unquote as a jealous person, maybe just not compatible with me. And maybe in the beginning, I'm just like, try to pretend like I'm a cool girl. I don't care about this. I don't care about that. But then it's like, you know what? Fuck this. Like, I do care about this and I do care about that.
Yeah.
And eventually, like, it comes out anyway and then we don't work out. So now I'm like, fuck it. I'll just be straightforward from the beginning because I'd rather just end faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not gonna work. Yeah. Like, end it now.
No, that's good, honestly. Because then it's like less heartbreaking the less time it is, I think, maybe.
Yeah. My friend like taught me something really great a while back, which like I started to follow, is that I used to kind of not play games, but not be fully forward with like my feelings or anything. So I kind of like try to keep it cool. But she was just like, I don't know, me personally, I just feel like I want to make sure like I give it my all. Like I'm going to really try and I'm going to say everything I feel. And if it doesn't work out, then I know I tried and then I can move on. And I love that.
That's what I'm saying, Amy.
No, so now I go with that.
That's like not what you're saying.
Because then you're going to sit there and you'd be like, well, what if I would have told them this and this, like maybe it would have worked out. But now I feel like I'm so, like I'll say exactly what I feel. And then if they deny me or they don't feel the same way, then it's like I tried and now... Trust me, like you will, I know you will regret it because like you're going to be the one that's going to lose me and that's going to suck for you.
And they saw me like if they saw me and still don't want me, then fine.
But you guys, you can't do stuff like this like on the first date.
No, this isn't a first date conversation.
Obviously, no, I would never talk about like that in person.
Okay, you guys, I have a question. Since you're a lesbian and you're gay.
Hi.
I was wondering if you guys had myths about each other? Like, you know, like some, like you, Jack, like, is there things that you think about lesbians that she can tell you if it's true or not? And then like Amy, if you can tell him things about that you think about gay guys that he can tell you if it's true or not.
Ooh.
Honestly, we are pretty true to size. Like Jack, like you think of gay guys like hooking up a bunch and like Jack's totally up to that. You think of lesbians U-hauling, I'm totally up to that. I mean, like, those are like the main. I wear plaid.
I guess there's a myth of like gays and lesbians hating each other. No. Which I don't think is true.
Not true,
obviously.
Look at
bezzies for resies.
The resies.
So I don't think that's necessarily true. I think the LGBT community has like gotten closer in it, even
we're tight.
Over time.
Yeah.
Stick
together.
What else is there? I mean, I guess there's a myth about what lesbians look like, because I think there's a bigger myth of like all lesbians being butch lesbians.
I am not a butch lesbian.
I actually don't know if I really know any butch lesbians.
Well, butch, in LA. Butch is changing now, because when you think of butch, you think of like, oh, what's her name from Orange is New Black? That chick, she like literally has a tattoo on her that says butch, and she's like,
oh yeah,
really,
yeah,
butch.
Yeah.
But that is now changing. I feel more like androgynous, because I know like a lot of androgynous people,
right? That's different.
That I think like 2019 butch is dying out now. It's androgynous, because I also don't really know anyone like that I can think of that's like butch.
Yeah, maybe that's also like a LA thing potentially.
Oh yeah, could be.
But like, I don't know. So that's like maybe a little different.
All the butch people are in Ohio.
Wait, Amy, I need to know this.
I've never been to Ohio.
I need to know this.
Yes.
Do girls care about what vaginas look like on other girls?
No. No?
Because you know how like girls with boys, well, you don't know. But maybe, you know, you had sex with guys. So maybe
do boys care about vaginas?
No, they don't. But like,
are they like, fuck
the girls,
that vagina?
The girls sometimes get insecure about their vaginas, and they're like, oh, I don't love it. Like, it doesn't, like, I don't know if I love my vagina. But then it's like, now you're with another vagina. So do you guys compare each other's vaginas? Or like, is it ever like, oh shit, your vagina is nicer than mine?
What?
Wait, remember the vagina number one, vagina number two, and then there's all the middle vaginas?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, well, like, even me and all my friends, we like, there's like a chart of all the different kinds of vaginas, and it's like, oh, I'm a number three. It's like, yeah. No, I'm a number seven, you know?
And so they're like, all
definitely play that
beautiful.
Game. And they're all beautiful. All vaginas are different and pretty.
So you don't like care what a vagina would look like on a girl?
No, no, I don't care.
That's cool. Dope.
I guess I would care.
Also, like, all penises are different, are they not?
Yeah.
I honestly haven't seen a penis in like.
Yeah.
Six
I think there are like prettier and uglier penises though, for sure.
All penises are beautiful. All
I guess. I guess, but I don't know.
Everybody is different.
For sure. And I'm sure that people love all different types of penises, but there are certain penises that are for me and others that aren't. I went on a date with a guy who ended up having a micro penis. Like, that was not my game plan. Like, that was not
headed. Wait, watch but do you consider yourself a top or a bottom? Does that matter?
Oh, it matters. Yeah, it matters.
Bottom. So that's why it would matter.
I'm like a wannabe top, but I'm definitely a bottom.
Can two tops date and two bottoms date, or it has to be a top and a bottom?
No,
dating?
They can, and then they can just, there's a lot of open relationships where they'll have like, you can date and then they'll just see other people as well, like sex wise. Or they'll have like more threesomes.
I hate this.
Oh my God, Violet. This is not a myth about gay culture, is that like,
oh no, not, I don't hate this for gays. I mean, I hate this for myself. Yeah, I'm dating someone and it's like open relationship.
Oh, me too. No, I don't think I could do that either.
Yeah.
But that's why also I think dating is hard in the gay community, is like, you, a lot of guys don't want to commit to like a closed relationship. So if you're going into a relationship, you kind of expect an open relationship. And I personally don't really want that. I mean, it's fine if, like, a lot of my friends are in open relationships and it's great for them, but I don't think me as like a fragile, fragile cancer that I would do well with that.
I don't think I would do well with that either at all. I thought like at a point that that's what I wanted, and I don't. Yeah. So change my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. I think that's why a lot of gay guys don't want to get together, is because they love random sex. Yeah, which is fair, like, good, fine. Good for some people, but not for me. And then others who are in relationships still want that. So there's a ton of open relationships. But yeah.
But, like, I mean, to each his own. Like,
exactly. But, like, also, like, I wish to each his own. Like, I wish there were more who
Well, that the person that you find for you won't want one.
Exactly. I know.
Because that's going to be y'all beach.
I know. But I wish that there were more of them, maybe.
I think you'll find them. You're so young. You're 22.
For
like,
sure.
When you're in your early 20s, you are literally changed. Every year, you're becoming a different person.
That's true.
Yeah. So, like, that's why research found that the type of men that tend to get the most divorce are men that get married under 25.
That will never happen. That makes so much sense. Like, you're not a fully formed person until you're like,
no, like, I
30, yeah.
I had a boyfriend for like so many years in my early 20s, and like, you know, I wasn't seeing anyone else. He had the opportunity to still be seeing other people without me knowing. So, like, that worked out for him dating-wise, where we got to see what he wanted and what he liked and what he didn't.
Oh my God.
But, like, it's fine.
So you didn't know until, like, no, after he was cheating on me. Over?
Yeah, but it's fine. Like, I'm not.
Also, did he,
like,
tell you? How did you find out?
I was always suspicious about like this one story. Sure. This is how innocent I am. Like,
oh no.
He randomly was like texting me and stuff, and then he'd be like, "Hey, remember that dick pic I sent you 2 weeks ago? Can you send that to me?" And I was like, "What?" And I was like, "What? Why would you want it?" And he's like, "Oh my fucking God, just send it to me. I just want to look at it. Like, I just want to see what my dick looks like. Just send it to me. I swear I'm going to break up with you. Like, you're the worst."
Whoa.
And I was just like, "Oh my God, no, I'm so sorry. Of course, like, no. Here it is." And I sent him his dick pic. And of course, like, never crossed my mind. Like, oh, because he's sending it to other girls, you idiot. And I'm like, that's so weird. Why would he need his own dick pic?
Girl.
No,
girl.
Even the way that he spoke to you.
Yeah, that's like beyond.
That's,
beyond.
Yeah. Also, he could just scroll up in the conversation. Find your, take another one.
Yeah.
I mean,
he like wanted you to know.
Oh.
I feel like sometimes he did want me to be jealous, and then I would just, but I was too oblivious. I would just be like, because I feel like some relationships you get into and you really like the person, you're like, well, why would they do anything wrong to me?
Well, they want you to, some people who are bad at dating want you to feel insecure, I think. Like, they just think that is
hot.
And no, but like, that you will.
Like, stay with them because you're so insecure that you thought you couldn't get someone else.
You'll have daddy issues.
But I'm also, like, I did, though. Like, I did want him to love me. But, like, I'm also not resentful. Like, I don't look at him like, well, he ruined everything for me. But the point was is that in my early 20s, like, I was with somebody for so long. And so I didn't get a chance, I feel like, to really date. So I feel like only my late 20s or, like, even the past, like, 2 years is when I finally, like, dated for the first time. And I was like, oh, I like this. Oh, I don't like this. And I sometimes feel resentful towards myself that I stayed with someone for too long because I didn't get a chance to like to really start dating. I feel like I started dating like so late. So when
sounds
the point
like
is
the gay you're, issue you're talking about.
I have the gay issue. So the point is you're 22 and like you have more than enough to like get to know yourself and get to know other people. So I feel like you'll be fine. But like I'm so sick of like this whole like stigma now where I feel like with dating it's like everyone has to be heartless and like you know it's cooler if like I'm more heartless because that means I like you less. Like it's like what happened to like, you know, having feelings and like love and all that? Like why are people so jaded these days? I've been cheated on by every single one of my boyfriends and I still look at love as like it's like the most amazing thing in the world.
Wow.
I have to stop talking.
Oh no. Violet. No, listen, everything happens for a reason. Like, you're supposed to, even though, like, you stayed with that person for so long and you're like, why the fuck did I stay with them, blah, blah, blah.
So emotional.
It's early. It's,
yeah.
I think I'm, like, just tired. Anyway, you guys talk.
No, seriously, like, it's like, why did I get back together with that person, like, so many times over? It's like, everything is a learning experience. Yeah. Like, you just have to learn these things and so you can grow and so you can...
And I think, like, the fact that you are so emotional about these things shows that, like, you actually do have the capability of, like, love is important to you.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, really good.
Yeah.
Because
I don't even know why I just started to tear up when I'm talking. I don't get so into what I'm talking about. Like, I feel like every emotion of anything I talk about.
Yeah. But it's because obviously you're in touch with those feelings.
Yeah.
Like, when you find someone else who is just as in touch with them, you're going to work out great. And you're going to have, like, obviously a very intense love.
Yeah.
Like, I can see that. So I think it's like, I wish everyone kind of, like, had, like,
You thought, guys are honestly perfect for each
other. I wish everyone thought Scorpio love was that important.
Cancers are really compatible.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, I wasn't always like this. I feel like, again, it took me forever to date and then even took me forever to show emotion. So now it's like I feel everything intensely because it's like it's finally out there. But I think I'm just, I don't know why I got emotional. I have to think about it. You see, I have to think about it later. But I think it's because like, It does make me sad that so many people are so jaded these days because, like, again, like, I've been cheated on and, like, I don't view the world as so dark. Like, I still view, like, the world is so beautiful and, like, I view, like, love is so beautiful and it makes me really sad that other people, like, once they get hurt or something, they just get so closed off and, like, it's over. It's like, no, like, your first love is nothing compared to, like, your second love. Like, that's going to be your real love. Like, you're meant to get your heart broken until you find the right person. Like, I don't know. So it makes me sad. And then I feel like someone, like, I can't like find my right person probably because like people end up being so closed off and I'm over here like writing cute little poems and all that. Like, people just don't understand me.
No, but then the right person for you isn't going to be one of those closed off people.
Yeah. If everybody like felt like kept love as like gave it so much weight as you give it, I think the world would be a better place. So
okay, I am the opposite of both of you.
Yeah. Amy's like, the problem here.
I'm the closed off.
I used to be closed off until like I feel like almost a year or two years ago, I was still really closed off. Like, this is like,
I have time.
Pretty new to me to just like, you know, but I don't know. I get over things because when people are like, oh, that person cheated on you, what an asshole. I'm like, you know, shit happens. Like, I chose to stay with that person. I just have no reason in my heart to have any like hate or resentment towards anyone. Like, I just want to find happiness and I am happy, but like, and I want to find love and like, I'll find it with someone. I don't know.
No, I don't feel like I'm closed
me
off
too,
because
girl.
I hate anyone. Like, that's not why.
No, because you don't want to get hurt. But, like, the thing is, I feel like I've learned that even when I'm closed off and I didn't want to get hurt, I still ended up getting hurt because I didn't express everything I wanted to express and I was still hurt.
Yeah.
So it's like, when, how do you win?
Well, I have just decided that I'm going to stay home for a year and then I'll try again. I'm just taking it slow.
Okay, so aside from that, let's switch the subject. And instead of like you guys feeling any emotions, I'm the one that just teared up and I have glitter on my eyebrows. It's like, this is not my day. Glitter on my eyebrows, I'm crying. Like, this is not.
Oh my God.
Hey, emotions and glitter are in.
Yeah, all that glitters is gold. Am I right?
Yeah.
All that glitters is goals.
Girl.
Wait, so... Anyway, so do you guys have a story about like one of like your worst dates, like a worst like nightmare date or actually like a worst sexual moment? That's more fun.
Worst sexual moment.
We actually talked about this on our last podcast, on our podcast last episode, didn't we?
Oh.
Or with you.
No.
Right?
Well, you were complaining about, I forgot, like you were complaining about some guy that, what did you not like about him?
Yeah, he made me kiss him for like 20 minutes straight. And that was the only thing. He was not kinky at all. That was like his kink, was like getting me to kiss him for 20 minutes. And like my eyes were open because I was so bored. And
See,
I mean.
But his perfect person would love it, you know?
Would
be like, yay, I love kissing.
Which again
you
is weird because he's a Cancer, so he's so emotional. So maybe you just didn't like the guy enough.
No, I did not like him.
Because if you were emotionally connected to somebody, I feel like you probably want to kiss him.
Oh my
like,
God, I
want to
kiss him.
Well, and if he were my if he were my person, he would also be kinky too.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
I hate people that are so vanilla.
Oh my God, it is. There is nothing like that. It is so aggravating.
Yeah, I was talking to some guy and he was like, I don't do toys in bed or something like that. And I was thinking like, okay, well, you don't make me come and you don't want toys? Like, dope. Like, what a fun life for me.
Spit on me. I dare you.
Nope. Come on. Jack. Are you into that, getting spit on?
Of course.
Oh my God.
What do you do with it? I was just interviewing some girl that she's like, she loves when her boyfriend spits on her face. But then I was like, where does it go? Like, do you wipe it or do you just like leave it there while you're having sex? Or
yeah, you can just like leave it. Or like sometimes am I allowed to like really talk about this?
I would take
daddy issues.
Okay. I mean, sometimes I like when they spit in my mouth. Then you know where it goes, you know?
You swallow it.
Yeah. Or
I would throw up. But I'm very...
Yeah, I mean, it just goes where it goes. You know what I mean? It's like, it just stays put, I guess.
I'm really not into spit. Like, I can't handle that.
Not
that's just not for me.
For me, yeah.
Spitting, it's just coming on my face or threesomes, not for me. Never been, never tried it, never will try it.
Never tried a threesome either. Amy has.
I had one time, and it's also not for me. And I
with the boy
in the middle.
There was a boy there?
No, 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 no. All girls.
Wow. Sounds like a fun sleepover.
Yeah. No, it wasn't for me. I was like, why am I here?
Yeah. Were you guys doing like a full train on each other?
No.
Jeez. That's what I'm trying to imagine.
A triangle.
No. Sure.
Oh.
Triangle of sort.
Yeah, I guess it was more of a triangle. I don't know. I left. I was like, went to go get a snack. I was like, why?
And then they continued?
Yeah.
So
I was like genuinely like, what life decisions have I made that I'm here right now?
I mean, that wasn't that. I mean, so like, what was happening? Can you elaborate?
No.
Were there toys involved?
No.
So
there was vodka
Let's
involved.
Play 20 questions.
Yeah, you have to ask yes or no questions. No, I don't have to say that. No, we just drank alcohol and then chaos ensued, and then I was like woke up from my alcohol haze, and I was like, what the fuck.
I like accidentally threw an orgy one time, but it was like not full. I wasn't there. Was like seven guys having sex in my bedroom. I wasn't in there. And then I was like, what's going on? And then I was on the couch with two other guys. We were just like making out though. And then my roommate Cammy walked in. And then she was like, whoa. And I was like, whoa. So that was fun. But then we all got strep throat. So like, ew. I wouldn't do it again. Anyway.
What if like someone walks in like, yo, bro, where are all the girls? What's happening here?
I'd be like, I think you're at the wrong address.
He's like, I accidentally threw like an orgy. I mean, like I put it on Craigslist like by accident. And I was like, hey guys, like, are you here for the gangbang? Like 2 p.m. Come by. I
forgot to say it was gay.
Wow, that sounds like a blast. Yeah, I've never been. That's not for me.
Yeah. Have you had like a threesome orgy moment?
No, I literally said I've never had threesomes or someone spit on me or come in my face. None of that. Like, no, that's never. I'm just too jealous. Like, I'm just not my thing.
It's okay that we're different. We like different things. Your perfect person will have
totally.
I mean, I am kinky in bed, but like just with one other person. I mean, I would be kinky if like I wouldn't mind if someone like watched me have sex. But that's about
cool.
it.
Cool.
Good to know. So we'll be that. Call us next time.
Well, amen. Is there anything else you guys wanna add? No one told me I'm pretty today. That's fine.
You look so You are beautiful. Gorgeous. We told you that before we even started because it was real.
Yeah, you walked in and we were like, hey, gorgeous. Oh,
of course.
You didn't tell us that we're pretty today.
I'm so
Yeah, you just told us we're needy.
Oh, my God. Closed off. This is my problem with dating. This is what happens. I think nice things and then I don't say it. And then all it comes out like, you're needy.
It's hard to say
You're like,
nice
Jack, you're clingy.
No, I think you guys are both great. Like, I was preparing for that. When I was like, oh, we're going to meet up, I was like, should I hit on Amy the whole time and just, like, make her uncomfortable? And, like, I wanted to do that, but then I guess,
you
like,
didn't do it at
I
all.
Was so tired. I forgot.
She said she'd pay for your ticket if you That's get one, so that's, like, a hot. Sugar mama thing.
Yeah. Wait, Amy, what's your type?
If anything, you guys flatted the whole time.
Fine. I'll take it.
Well, I just, like, love everyone.
Yeah.
I flirt with anyone.
What is my type? I honestly don't know. Musician.
Okay. I think your type is
angsty.
People who look like Amy,
sure.
Who act like Amy, and who do internet things like Amy.
No, not
Wait, what is up with that? I just realized that because when I'm attracted to girls, it's usually girls who look like me.
And when I'm attracted to boys, it's definitely
wives
boys
and brother husbands.
Like
That's what it is.
I mean, there is a actual like studied thing about liking people who look similar to you because I don't know why. Sense of home, baby. Or I think it just like when you get super close to someone, like marry them and have family, you are a family. You add them to your family. Mm. So I think there might be something of like, oh, they look like they could literally come from my family. That is like kind of weird, but like kind of true. Like,
is that the research or are you not sure?
No, I think there actually is. I don't know if that's the reason, but I think I'm just guessing. But there is research that like, you like people who look like you, which is weird.
I don't think.
But there's a certain level. There's a certain level of opposite of that because you also need. You also want someone who has a different number of genes than you, so you don't get like weird recessive traits that like
when
have
I'm
like
any
weird
recessive
kids.
Anything.
Yeah, well, gays aren't.
But. I am into wears a lot of black, angsty,
5'2". Shorter hair.
Oh my God. Hey, no.
Maybe has an accent, is Australian.
Okay, so I feel like I didn't hit any of those categories. Because I'm like really no, but tall.
She kind of likes a blonde right now. So
what? Is it me?
I don't like anyone.
Is it me?
Yeah, I have a huge, huge crush on you, Violet.
Stop. I'm not
Let's
ready.
Let's go get breakfast after this.
Let's move in after this.
Yes. Yeah. That's you all. I have three cats, so get ready.
You have three cats. I have one.
A family.
Yeah, you're right. I do feel like Jack and I should date too.
Yeah, no, I really think that could. You guys are more compatible than me with either of you.
No, you're probably really compatible.
I think we
with
all
Jack
could
too.
Have like a really nice.
I'm not compatible.
We could all be really good roommates.
We could all date really well without sexually touching each other.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amy and I could sexually touch each other.
We could be roommates. We all could be great roommates, right?
I just like love flirting.
Of course. Who doesn't? All day, every day with anyone.
Me.
You guys really have been, though.
I can't even look right now. Like getting butterflies. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Show me a dick pic. Just kidding. I'm
kidding. Show you. That. I'll show hole.
Oh, Jack.
What?
Come on.
That's what you take
it
pictures
is,
of?
It is 10 in the morning.
You take pictures of your holes?
Holes? Okay, there's one. There's one.
That's what you take a picture of? How do you do that? You just sit down, spread your legs open, and spread your butt cheeks and just take a picture of that?
Do you want to see?
No.
Yes. It's like I want to say no, but it's so fascinating. Like I have to look.
I don't want to see.
You actually want to see?
Yes. Let me just see your butthole.
Okay,
oh, my God.
This was like back when I was like... Bottom.
Come on, let me just see your butthole. It's fine.
I'm working on it. Hold on.
It's fine.
Amy, do you send nudes?
No.
Okay, do you actually want to see?
Yes, I want to see your butthole.
Okay, don't swipe, please.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's not as bad. Okay, that's fine.
Kind of pretty, right?
No, that looked pretty. Yeah, it's pink. You made it seem... No, it's nice. No, when I was thinking of like a picture of butthole, I thought it was going to be like close up and it just like you spread open your butt cheeks and then just like just the hole. Like the whole screen is the hole.
I used to have.
That looks great.
I used to have a wall of mirrors.
So you shave everything.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, actually, I don't anymore. I've grown up, I think. I think you changed your.
My butthole's lasered.
Mine too.
That's amazing.
Amy, stop flirting with me. You said you're
not
into
me. I've thought about doing that before. Should I do it?
Yeah, you should totally do that.
Yeah. Although one time at a gay bar, this hot guy came up to me and he was like, hey, you're really cute. And I was like, thanks. And he was like, I bet you have a hot, hairy ass. And I was like, ugh. And I was like, so some guys are into...
So that he's not your person. He's not your person.
Jesus.
All right. Well, anyway, is there anything you guys want to add before we go away?
Listen to Dating Straight. Violet's on our next episode. Oh, it's probably out already.
It
so
is
listen
a
to that.
That episode's about sex, and we probably say even more than we did here today.
Yeah, definitely check out Dating Straight. It's on every
Tuesday.
See every Tuesday on everything. Check out their Instagrams. Where can people find you?
At Amy Oddman, at Dating Straight.
Yeah, at Dating Straight on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, at Jack Dodge.
Jack Dodge on Instagram.
YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I have a YouTube channel.
And there's
a
Dating Straight YouTube as well.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to watch the videos.
Totally.
Got it. So it's just your first and last names are on every channel. So it's the same. And then Dating Straight is on every platform as well.
Yes.
And I think, Violet's podcast is definitely like more helpful. Well, but also helpful. Like if you actually want help. Come stay here if you want
to
just
people can listen to both
feel
I'm gonna
bad
cut
about
this
of
part
course.
Out
no but if you want to feel bad about yourself we're here for you too
yeah no what people can feel bad okay people can hear you can listen to more than one podcast check out their podcast for sure thank you guys so much for joining I feel like this episode was a little different where it was just us like conversing versus me asking like straight up questions but it was fun and
thanks for having
us. I have to figure out why I cried. And
I forgot about that. Wow.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that, too.
Yeah.
So, again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I love you guys. Don't forget to give me 5 stars and leave me a review, please.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you have a negative review, that's fine. Just don't take the time to do it. That. I'm kidding. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in for another episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy. And I'll see you guys next Thursday. And this will also be on my YouTube channel. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?